Welcome to Sozo's Podcast, a student ministry of Victory Family Church located in Cranberry Township, PA. We're glad you're here. We meet every Wednesday night from 6:30 to 8:30. Check us out on Instagram at SozoYTH.
All right, Sozo, how we feeling tonight? Come on, let me hear you a little bit. I got a bunch of energy. I know you do too. Hey, we are in week two of a series called Kingdom Builders. Yeah, come on. I am so excited for this series as I really believe that this is one of the most powerful things we've ever done as a church. I am so excited. We're going to be building the kingdom, reaching more faster. It's unbelievable. It's amazing. And, we're going to make an impact. We live to give. Come on, somebody. In this series, it is going to stir some people and to help them to step up and to step out. Hey, look, if you missed last week, I just want to encourage you to go back and listen to the podcast and get caught up as we talked about the vision for the series that we're in. Tonight, I wanted to talk about tithes and offerings. So that's the direction that we're going to go. And before we land the plane there, I just wanted to encourage you and remind you why we exist as a church and a youth group. You know, we exist as a church so that all people can realize God loves them unconditionally. I just pray that you know that. And if you don't, I pray that you'll be encouraged today, that God will minister to your heart and you'll begin to know that God loves you unconditionally. By the way, if you're brand new, I wanted to remind you tonight that you are family and you belong. You're family, you belong. That's so true. We don't just say that. That's why we do small groups here, because we're family. Somebody say, come on. My man in the clap. Oh, it was Zach. Oh, it wasn't Zach? No? Okay, I don't even know. Anyway, we're just going to keep on going. Guys, we want you to know God. And I say that every week, but I don't want you to miss it. Listen, I want you to know God. What does that mean? I really believe that if you'll keep coming to the Sozo services, you keep coming to the weekend services, you will get the tools and the resources to grow in right relationship with God. I believe that, and I want you to walk in everything that God has for you. I want to give you a glimpse real quick into the next 2 weeks, the next few weeks, and so we're going to continue on this thought of kingdom builders, and how many of y'all know Mariah and Cody? Yeah, our Waymaker students, come on. They're going to be bringing the word next week on generosity and the gift of giving. It's going to be amazing. Please don't miss that. And then the week after that, we have this amazing opportunity. My wife, Alyssa, she's going to be in the house in 2 weeks. And I got to tell you, my wife, she's an amazing person. It takes me hours of studying God's word, hours of researching and figuring out how to say things in a cool, hip way. But I just got to tell you, when my wife begins to preach, boy, God uses her in such a capacity. It's like she makes it look easy. I'm like, dang, girl, I spent 20 hours. You just show up and it just flows out. It's going to be, if you want to be encouraged, if you want to work, I'm telling you, you got to get here. It's in 2 weeks. Somebody say, come on. I'm telling you, my wife, she's good looking. I'll call her out right now. Girl, you in the room? Where you at? Yeah. Holla at your boy. That got weird. Anyway, so baby number two is coming. I'm just kidding. That's that extreme. Listen, I'm so excited for the series Kingdom Builders. I really am. This is amazing. I like I said, people are going to get stirred up to step up and to step out and to really walk in what God's calling them to do. We're going to go ahead. We're going to open up our Bibles, our B-I-B-L-E, to Exodus 13:2. Now, if you're new to God's word, let me just help you out. It goes Genesis and then Exodus. So there's my freebie for you. So Genesis, Exodus, go to Exodus 13:2. I encourage you, get your Bible out. If you brought your Bible with you, kudos. If you didn't, there's a cabinet in the back. Go ahead, jump in there, get a Bible, take it home. I don't care. You do you. And I just want to encourage you, maybe even download the YouVersion Bible app to go through God's word with us, highlight it. We're going to kind of camp here. I'm going to share some other scriptures with us tonight, but this is going to be our home base, if you will. And I want to encourage you with one last thought. It's this. I encourage you to take notes tonight. Note takers are history makers. I really believe that. I'm a testimony to that. God wants to stir and put in your well. God wants to keep his word in your well and bring it out in a time that's necessary. And I'm a testimony to that. So note takers or history makers, we're going to go to Exodus 13:2. You with me? Come on. All right, some of us. We'll get there. It's going to be up on the screen. But we're going to jump right in. We're going to look at Exodus. And let me just say this. This is my opinion. This is one of the most important messages of this whole entire series. I really believe that if you will grasp this, that there's a blessing that God wants to release on your life. There's a blessing that God wants you to walk in. And the title of the message tonight is called The Principle of First. Somebody say principle of first. I'm telling you, I want to make this statement real quick. Look, I'm gonna do a little bit different style, okay? I'm a preacher. Y'all know that. I get everybody hyped up. I'm going to teach tonight because this is so important. I don't want us to miss this, okay? So basically, it's this. Here's the statement. If God is first in your life, everything will come in the order. If God is first in your life, everything will come in the order. Now, I'm not just saying that you won't have difficulties or problems because Jesus said that there's going to be trials and tribulations, there'll be hard times, okay? But if God is first in your life, everything will come in the order. That's so important. That's so important that you get that. Hear me. If God is first, everything will come in the order in your life. If he's not, nothing will come in the order in your life. I'm going to be straight today. I'm going to share some truth. And God has to be first in the order of your life. He's got to be first. So I want to show you this principle because this principle is a principle that runs all through the scripture, all through Genesis and Revelation. And like I said, it's going to be a little bit different tonight as I'm going to just try to teach you the principle of first. So let's go to Exodus chapter 13. Let's look at verse 1. Watch this. It's amazing. Then the Lord spoke to Moses saying, consecrate to me all the firstborn, whatever opens the womb among the children of Israel, both man and beast, it is mine. It is mine. It is mine. It belongs to me. I wish that I could adequately share with you in the Hebrew how strong the language is in Hebrew. This phrase, it is mine. It's my property. It belongs to me. I'm the owner. It's extremely strong. It's extremely strong. It's very important to understand that when we talk about the principle of first, the firstborn, he said, it belongs to me. This is going to make sense to us in a moment. So we're on a journey. Everybody say, yeah. All right, you're with me. Okay. So Exodus 13. Now watch this. 13:12. That you shall set apart to the Lord all that open the womb, that is, every firstborn that comes from an animal which you have, the male shall be the Lord's. Very similar language in the Hebrew, again, shall belong to God. And here we go again. They're all the Lord's. So Hebrews 13. But every firstborn, we're going to talk about this in a moment, of a donkey, you shall redeem it with a lamb. Very important, a donkey will be redeemed with a lamb. It's going to make sense. Y'all with me? Okay. And if you will not redeem it, then you shall break its neck. This is so important. This is so important that if you don't understand that you don't redeem it, you're going to lose it anyway. You're going to lose it anyway. And I want you to apply that thought when we talk about finances. When we talk about first 10%, he says, if you don't bring it to me, you're going to lose it. You're still going to lose it. It's going to go out of your account. Now watch this. And the Bible continues to say, and all the firstborn among your sons you shall redeem. So we're going to stop right there. We're going to pray, and we're just going to thank God for what he's going to do tonight. As this is going to be a little bit heavier of a message, it's going to be straight. So Father, we just come before you, and we thank you for your word. We thank you that it brings life. We thank you that it strengthens us, that it encourages us in Jesus' name. And we thank you that we can walk in your full blessings. In your mighty name we pray, amen. Amen and amen. Hey, I got to ask you real quick, pull from all my friends. Are you somebody, if you're somebody in this room that you're like a prankster, you like to mess with people. Can I just see your hand? Yeah, okay, some of us. So that's me. Now, so as I was growing up, when I was about 17 years old, my grandmother had a problem. She had a penny addiction, okay? And so I know, wait, what are you talking about, Ben? So basically, my grandma was like this. Everywhere she would walk with her head down, looking for pennies. Most people walk with their head up, looking where they're going, right? My grandma, she could run into things, okay? And so my grandma, she's walking everywhere she goes, head down. And one year, she actually, over a few years, accumulated so much money that one year she was able to go on a vacation. She found that many pennies. I mean, years, like my grandma's neck is kind of humped because she's like, always looking. And so and I'm a jokester. I'm a fun, lighthearted person. And so one time we went to Giant Eagle with my grandma, and we thought it would be an amazing idea, a fantastic idea, to walk in front of her. And everywhere that she walked, we threw out pennies. Left, right, left. We're just throwing out. My grandma, it made her day. She was so excited. She's like, I made $4 today. You have no idea. It's amazing. And she's so blessed. We even walked to the car, still throwing pennies. She's like, I've never found this many pennies in a day. And so one time, she didn't know that we did that. We came back at it again second time, but we brought quarters. Holla at your boy. And we brought super glue. Oh, man. I do feel bad. This is grandma. I know. And so we were super gluing quarters to the Giant Eagle on the floor. And we had about $5 in quarters, and we laid them all out. And my grandma's going around. She's got her keys. She's like trying to dig stuff up, you know. And we eventually told her. The best part is, years later, I forgot that I had done this. And just recently, I was talking to my grandma, and she told me, she's like, remember when you guys did that to me? I was so mad at y'all. And she's like, you still work at that church, right? I'm like, yeah, I work at the church. And she said, hey, what do you think about tithe? Now we're talking about money. What do you think about tithe? And I'm like, well, what do you think, grandma? And she said, well, I don't believe in it. And I said, oh, okay, grandma. Well, I do. I said, you know, God has asked us to honor him with 10%. So I find that pretty easy. It's not that I have to, I get to. It's relational, you know? I get to honor what God's asked me to, and I get to walk in his full blessings on my life. I get to walk into that. And so, you know, my grandma really struggled with that and that thought. And so I wanted to bring that up today. I got three thoughts with us today on tithing. And it's gonna line right up with where we are. And I just really believe that if you'll grasp this tonight, it could change the trajectory of your life. Like, honestly, God, picture a spotlight coming down, and God's blessings are always raining down on you, and you have the opportunity to honor him and step into those blessings. Come on, and I really believe that this is going to be very powerful today as we talk about tithing. I'm going to give us three thoughts that you could write down. You could write down number one if you're taking notes. This is going back to the scripture that we just read that I'm going to translate. So the firstborn must be sacrificed or redeemed. Oh, wait a minute. So the principle here in the Old Testament is referring to, the principle that goes all the way through the Bible is the principle of first, okay? And so the firstborn must be sacrificed already. Okay, but how do you know which one to do? He gives us two animals. I'm going to correlate this in a moment. He gives us two animals, two examples, two categories of animals. He gives us a donkey and a lamb. Okay, so the donkey represents unclean, an unclean animal, and a lamb represents clean. So how do you know which to do? Well, if it's a clean animal, then it has to be sacrificed, and if it's a firstborn, right? But if it's an unclean animal, then it needs to be redeemed with a sacrifice. And let me say this one more time. If it's clean, if it's firstborn, I'm hoping that you're kind of getting ahead of where I'm going here. And if it's clean, if it's firstborn, it has to be sacrificed. If it's unclean, it has to be redeemed with a sacrifice of clean. So how in the world does that relate to you and I today? Let me ask you the question. Let me ask you two questions. First of all, when you and I are born spiritually, are we clean or unclean? Let me ask you a question. Little test. Are we clean or unclean? Unclean. Good job. I heard it. Unclean. We are all born into sin. If you wanted me to prove it, I could call up all your parents and they'd be like, I had to teach them how to be good. Dad jokes. Anyway. And so they had to teach you how to be good, or it didn't come natural to you. It didn't come natural to me for us to be good. We got to teach to be good. And so we're all born with a sinful nature. That's what the Bible says. And so we're all born unclean. Was Jesus born unclean or clean? Clean. Jesus is clean. So listen to me very carefully. The clean Jesus, the clean had to be sacrificed so that the unclean could be redeemed. You following me? Y'all with me? Jesus died on the cross so that you and I could be redeemed. This is a very important principle, and it's what we just read, and we're going to see this principle as it refers to tithing, okay? And I want to do something that maybe you've never thought of. Jesus is God's tithe. Jesus is God's tithe. We're gonna first give the tithe first. He first gave his son. Listen, you don't pay your bills. You don't go out and buy video games and see what you have left and then pay your tithe. We're to pay tithe first. The first 10%, because it takes faith to give it first. God said, listen, when your sheep has a lamb, going back to that scripture, when your sheep has a lamb, give me the first one. It takes faith to give the first one because you don't know if you're going to have another. You don't know if there's going to be more, if they're going to continue. You're believing, you're trusting God that he's in control. It's the principle of first. You don't know what's going to happen. God didn't say, wait until you have 10 sheep. You know, bring that one that's deaf and like walking around, bumping into everything, biting everybody's ankle. You bring that one. That's not what God said. He said, bring the first one before you have any others. So we got to bring it first. So many people think that it's not 10% that enacts the blessing. It's the faith that enacts the blessing, and it's giving 10% first, 10% with faith. It's so important. And the reason why I say that Jesus is God's tithe is because God gave Jesus first. He didn't wait for you and I to clean up. He didn't wait for us to get it all together to give us his son. God gave Jesus. When we were mocking him, when we were spitting on him, when we were making fun of him, when he was nailed to the cross, Romans says it this way, while we were yet still sinners, Christ died for us. And Romans also said this, that God gave Jesus in hope the root word of hope is faith. In faith, God gave Jesus. In faith, he gave tithe. In faith, it's first 10%. And so think about this. When the children of Israel, I'm going to go Bible a little bit. When the children of Israel went to the promised land, God said, bring the silver and the gold from Jericho into the house of God. And it was always into the house of God. And that's always where they tithe. Why didn't he say just 10% of Jericho? Because very simple, Jericho was the first city. He said, bring it first into the house of the Lord and the rest will be redeemed. The rest will be redeemed. They're out of from under that curse. They're blessed. See, the first portion has to be redemptive so that it can be redeemed, so that they can be blessed. The rest is redeemed. So hear me so clearly. Listen, you can't go to Chick-fil-A with your first portion and get the Lord's fries, you know what I'm saying, and get blessed, because Chick-fil-A doesn't have the power to bless your finances. God does. God does. So the first portion, the first 10% goes to God. So the firstborn must be sacrificed. And so here's the second point. I know this is teachy. It's hard for me, but I don't want you to miss this. I do not want you to miss this because there are blessings that God wants you to walk in. Second point is this. The first fruits must be offered. The first fruits must be offered. Again, I just want to key on these words, must be. Must be according to this principle that works all through Scripture. The first fruits must be offered. Look at this in Proverbs 3, 9 through 10. Watch this. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase. Christmas money, birthday money, paychecks, bonuses, everything. So your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will be overflowed with new wine. Okay, so honor the Lord with our first fruits of increase. I just want to make a note here. I just want to make a note. In Proverbs, this is not under the law. This is hundreds of years after that, okay? So for anybody that, I'm covered by grace, 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 grace. No, listen, Jesus came in the order of Melchizedek. He came in the order to obtain. This is so important. This is not under the law. This is hundreds of years. This principle runs all through Scripture. And let me show you another scripture, Exodus 23, 19. The first of the fruits. I just love God. I think he has a sense of humor with us. I think he's really funny because he's kind of like, I'm just making it so clear, the first of the first fruits. Like, y'all get me? Like, the first. I just want to make it so simple because I love you guys. The first of the first fruits. I really believe that God has a sense of humor. I do that. Of your lands, and now watch these words, you shall bring, this is an important word, bring, into the house of the Lord your God. Remember in Malachi, bring the tithes into the storehouse. The tithes always come to the church. You can't divide your tithe. You can't designate where they go to. You can't give somewhere else. But how? You notice the word bring. we're to bring. The reason God uses the word bring instead of the word give is because because when he's talking about tithing, you can't give what doesn't belong to you. God owns everything. God owns your body. Our temple is his. We are just stewarding. God owns it all. So he asked us to bring, not to give. So we've got two options, according to scripture, two options. I know this is strong. Guys, I know it's strong, but I've studied this. I've got mentors in my life, and they're encouraging me in this. And listen, I want to be your best friend. I want you to walk in everything that God has for you. I want you to walk in full blessings. So I know that this is strong. But you've got two choices. When it comes to tithe, according to the scripture, you can either bring it or you can steal it. Those are the two choices that we have. There's only two choices. There's no other choice. According to scripture, he either brought it or he stole it. Remember when God said, bring all the silver and gold to Jericho, and they kept it, and the curse came on the city, and they didn't win the next battle, but until they gave it, the same thing. Here's the point in Joshua chapter 6. God calls the tithe consecrated or set apart. Something happens when we honor God with what he's asked us to. It becomes blessed. It becomes consecrated. Blessed, consecrated. When you bring it into the house of God, it's cursed if you leave it in your bank account. Just real straight, real simple, real straightforward. Here's a question. Why would you want something cursed in your bank account? It has enough problems. I don't know about you, but money flies out of my hand quick enough. Why wouldn't you want it to be in your bank account blessed? See, it takes faith to give first. It takes faith to believe that 90% redeemed and blessed will go further than 100% cursed. It takes faith to lean in and believe God is gonna work on your behalf and stretch it further than you could even believe. It takes faith. So you give first. Where does the first 10% go? First, all right. So first fruits must be offered. So here's point number three. The tithe must be first. We're gonna be wrapping up shortly. The tithe must be first. In Leviticus 27, 30, watch this. And all the tithe of the land, whether of seed of the land or in the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. It's the Lord's. It's holy. By the way, holy means set apart to the Lord. He said himself, why is it gotta be the first fruits? Because God's first, he owns it all. So in other words, if we're gonna honor God first, if we're gonna give tithe, we have to first tithe first before we do anything else. I wanna do a quick illustration, and I've got six friends to come on up. Could you guys come up and join me? Six friends real quick, come on up here. They're gonna help me out. Give them a hand as they're coming up. As you guys come up, just go ahead and pick up these signs so that everybody can see it. And as they're picking up signs, I want to do a quick math illustration, okay? You with me? I want to make sure we're all on the same page. I got $100 right here. $100, okay. Okay, so $100, what's 10% of $100? Oh, man, we got this. We got this. Okay, you're with me. All right, $10 is 10%. Now listen, let me just ask you a couple questions. When we go to honor God first, how do you know which one of these bills to give? You could say the one on top. The very first thing that comes out of your hand, that's how you know. That's how you know where it goes first. So for example, before I go shopping, before I go to Route 21, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Before I go to Aldo's to get myself a new pair of shoes, before I order some riot gear, okay? Come on. I'm gonna let you hold that, come on. Before I get transportation, $5 in my gas tank. I ain't making it very far. Got a gallon. Before I go to Chick-fil-A, I got $20. Yeah, the Lord's fries. You know what I'm saying. Holla at your boy. We gotta get some video games. We gotta get some. Here's $60. Okay, hold on to that. Oh, generosity. That's really important. Man, I should. Oh, and then there's tithe. And then I'm gonna give tithe. Let me just ask you a question. Did you see the order that I did that? I started first with shopping. That first 10%, that was God's. It went to the wrong place. You follow me? First, the first bill that comes out of my hand, needs to go to tithes and offerings. The first bill, first. It's so important. And it can't go to Kingdom Builders. Kingdom Builders is so huge. But please hear me. The principle of first, we give out of generosity, but first we honor God. You following me? Can we give them a hand? Guys, could you set the money right here? Yeah, I'm watching y'all. That's so important. Can we just give them one more hand of applause? I'm gonna help us out a little bit more. How does this relate to me? Okay, so I get paid on the 15th and the 30th. You could say the end of the month, so it could be the 28th, 29th, depending on the days, right? I get paid the 15th and the 30th, and so it's directly deposited. Praise you, Jesus. I'm lucky. I'm blessed. Hallelujah. So good. It just magically appears in my account. God's been good, you know? And so what do I do on the 15th? Well, first, before we do anything else, we honor God, we thank God for what he's blessed us with, and we go to Victory Family Church and we pay our tithe, our first 10%. Okay, so I go online. I think that's the easiest way to give. So I go online, I give, and so I give there, and I send on the 15th and the 30th, okay? And so that's what happens. If I have an early, let's pretend. What if I had an early meeting and I get up and I run out of the house and I didn't get to it? And then Alyssa, she wakes up and she gets Mila ready and they go to Aldi's and they spend our tithe on groceries first. Oh my gosh. It's not like I call Alyssa and I'm like, well, hon, way to go. We're cursed now. Thanks. That's legalistic. God's not legalistic. That's not what I'm talking about tonight. That's not what I'm talking about. Please hear me. I'm not talking about being legalistic. I'm talking about this. What's your heart? What's your heart? God knows your heart. God knows my heart. What's your heart? That's between you and him. It's the principle of first. And so what's your heart? So the first 10% goes to the house of God. We're gonna close with this in Exodus 13. We're gonna bring right back up where we were. We're gonna continue on. Let me show you one more scripture and then we're gonna finish. So this is 13. We're gonna pick up Exodus 13, 14 through 15. Watch this. So it shall be when your sons ask you in time to come, saying, what is this? In other words, he's saying one day your children are gonna ask you, well, why are you killing all of these animals? Why are you doing all of this? Why have you been killing all of these animals? You're gonna say to him, watch this, by strength of hand, by a mighty hand, the Lord brought us out of Egypt. Remember, they were in Egypt and they were slaves. If you wanted to go back, and I encourage you to read it, they were bound. They had some trials and tribulations. And so he said, out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, it came to pass when Pharaoh was stubborn about letting us go, that the Lord killed all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both the firstborn of man and the firstborn of beast. Therefore, I sacrifice to the Lord all males that open the womb, but firstborn of my sons are redeemed. Let me just bring this to modern day. Translation. Let's think about it this way. The son goes away to college. He gets his degree. He comes back. And he goes, he's looking all over the books. He's studied finance. He's looking all over the books. And he's like, Dad, I want to bring this to you. I want to bring this to your attention. We got to look at some things. And dad comes in from the field. They're farmers. And he says, son, dad, sit down. Please sit down. You know, you asked me to look over the books for the business and all that. And so I've been going over the books. And dad, I want to talk to you about something that you might not even know about this. But you know, we all have blind spots, dad. So I'm just going to be clear with you. I'm not accusing you. We're just talking numbers, dad. That's it. But dad, every time one of our animals has a firstborn, you know, I don't know how to say it, you kill it. I don't know, you kill it. And dad, I think that you're getting out of hand with this because you've killed 72 animals in the last year. And we're in the ranching business, and so this is money that we could be making big time, dad. So this is cutting into our profits. Why do you do that? And he said, one day, son, your sons, your children are gonna ask you. And he said, and when they ask you, when your sons, when they come before you, you need to sit down and tell your family. I don't know if you know, but we weren't always in the ranching business. We didn't always own animals. We didn't always own lands. Son, we were slaves. Son, we were in bondage. But God, with a mighty hand, redeemed us and gave us everything we have now. Therefore, we gladly give to God. So the firstborn of all of our increase. Now, this was written thousands of years ago. And this principle was going to happen to me, and this principle was going to happen to you. And we have an option. We have an opportunity to honor what God's asked us. You know, as Mila, my daughter, Mila Catalina Archer, as she gets older, she's gonna come to me one day, and she's gonna sit on my lap, and I'm gonna give her hugs and kisses and love on her and squeeze her cheeks and, oh my gosh, her cheeks, and give her more kisses, and I'm gonna get to tell her. She's gonna say, Dad, why do you dump all this money into the church? And I'm gonna get to tell her, I'm gonna get to look at her and say, sweetheart, your daddy was a bad man. Your daddy didn't have it all together. Your daddy wasn't always a Christian. Your daddy was bound. Your dad was in sin. And I'm gonna get to look her right in the eyes. I'm gonna get to tell her, but God, with a mighty hand, redeemed your daddy and gave us everything that we now have. Therefore, I gladly give to God with the first of all of my increases. This is the principle all through scriptures. It's the principle of first. Is God first in your life? That's a very convicting question. Is God first in your life? Jesus said, where your treasure is, your heart is. I think if we all went back through our bank account, we'd say, God, are you really first in my life? You know, kingdom builders, this series that we're in, it's not about tithing. It's not to replace tithing. This is about generosity. Kingdom builders is about generosity. But we cannot forget the principle of first and honoring God with what he's asked of us. There is a blessing that God wants us to walk into. Tithing offerings, it's first. And then kingdom builders. And I just got to remind you that because of our generosity, we're going to be committing to $25,000 that is going to radically change people's lives. What about A21? Listen, I'm not going to go into everything again tonight, because if you missed that, please go back and listen to the podcast on what we're doing. But A21, this is on top of tithing. This is generosity. We are going to sow into A21 and help support them. They're a nonprofit organization that's fueled by the radical hope that all human beings everywhere will be rescued from bondage and completely restored. What an amazing opportunity for us to live out of generosity. Their mission is to abolish slavery everywhere. I have a testimony I want to share with us. Can we play that testimony? It's going to come up on the screen. Watch this testimony.
I wanted to go to Greece to work 6 months and come back in my country and to continue my education. When I arrived, they took me to a house and take my passport and say me, if I don't work the prostitution, they will kill my family and they would break my bones. I felt like I wanted to die because I realized that I could never live. I would drink a lot of alcohol so that I would not understand who I was, where I was, or what I was doing. I felt like I was not a person anymore. I had no heart, no soul, no will. He would sell me and I could do nothing. After 2 weeks, In the 821 house, I was able to sleep again like I did at home. The people who worked there became like my mother and best friends. Sometimes I wake up and I don't believe it is true. My name is Katya, and now my future is full of hope.
Hits me as God's children. I just pray that you're not desensitized, and I just pray that you're moved. And if you are desensitized, I just pray that you ask God to help you see people the way that God sees people. I just pray that when something breaks God's heart, it should break our heart. And we have an opportunity to be a voice for people that can't have a voice. I think about my daughter. I think about you. I'm looking around this room and I'm seeing everybody that's in freedom right now. And you're not bound by that. You might not have it perfect. You might not have it all together. You might be struggling some things, but I just want, my heart goes out for people. But we have an opportunity through Kingdom Builders to be so generous. We have an opportunity to see people's lives changed beyond our wildest dreams, and to be impacting people beyond these four walls in a capacity that is invaluable. You know, with our generosity, we're also going to be supporting Silver Ring Thing. And they exist to inspire sexual wholeness in our generation with our friends, to the power of the gospel, to see people set free, to see people walk in freedom and walk in what God has for them, and to help us walk in what God has for us. It's amazing. We have been called by followers of Jesus to be generous. It's more blessed to give than it is to receive. We have the most generous God that gave more than we could ever imagine. I just pray that tonight it didn't fall on deaf ears, that tonight you were open to what God has for you. God wants you first because he's so in love with you. He's obsessed with you and just wants a relationship with you. And out of relationship with us, we honor what he's asked us to. Don't forget the principle of first. Is God first in your life? Is God first in your finances? With that, can we just stand to our feet? We're going to come back up and we're just going to worship a God that is. Not a God that used to be, but a God that is. And I just pray that tonight you don't stop letting God speak to you. As we go back into worship and we just praise him. Just praise him. Just praise him. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, that we have an opportunity to chase after you. I thank you, Jesus, that you gave it all for us so that we wouldn't die, we wouldn't perish, but we could have eternal life with you, Father. We just thank you. We thank you, Jesus. Can we all bow our heads? If you've come in here tonight and you haven't made Jesus Christ Lord and Savior of your life, if you haven't put Jesus first in your life, and if you haven't asked him to come into your heart so that you could be saved and heaven bound, and you want to make that decision today, you want to start relationship with Jesus today, I want to give you that opportunity. It's simple. It's so simple. All we have to do is confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and died on the cross, and believe it in our heart, and we'll be saved. Jesus said that I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father except through me. So tonight, if you wanted to start your relationship with Jesus, everybody has their heads bowed. I'm not going to single you out. I'm not going to embarrass you. But if that's you, would you just raise your hand right where you are? Thank you, Jesus. I see that hand. Thank you, Jesus. 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 We're all going to pray together. And as we pray, Jesus is going to come into your heart. And you are saved. You are heaven-bound. And I just want to encourage you to write down today's date as your new birthday. Let's pray together. Father, I come before you in Jesus' name. And I believe with all my heart that Jesus is Lord. And he died on the cross for my sins. Father, I thank you that I'm a child of God. And I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name we pray.